Hartnell's running on, looking for second again, but here's 14 for the equine Queen of the World, Winx. Great first up performance. She wins it by 2.5 to Hartnell.
That was number 14. It seems eternity to go. She won the Apollo Stakes, the last of her wins in the race, back in 2017. On Saturday, she's tried to win her 30th win in a row, and aboard the horse will be Hugh Bowman. Morning to you, Hugh.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very well, mate. It's an exciting time, autumn carnival, or summer even now, but she adds everything every time she has the prospect of running. Everyone wants to know about her.
Yeah, they certainly do. And yeah, we're drawing near to her first up run, which is very exciting. And she's prepared very well for it. She had her final main gallop this morning at Rose Hill on her own. And I was very pleased with how she felt.
Okay, so she had that workout, as everyone saw there on Saturday morning at Randwick, but just a little bit more this morning.
Oh, well, she didn't work in company this morning. She worked on her own.
Yep.
So I'd say her competitive juices were certainly flowing more on Saturday than this morning, but we probably went a bit quicker this morning, the final 400. So, look, she's just ticking over really well. You know, I think she's... Well, I'm looking forward just as much as everyone else is to getting into the races on Saturday, and all signs are very positive heading into that.
Hugh, just listening to you in interviews that you've done, you seem to be equally as relaxed as previous preparations. Just how she's developed to her age right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've found that she's more relaxed this preparation than ever before, to be honest with you. And as I said on Saturday after I worked, you know, working with Egg Tart and just having a horse to follow, it was the first time this prep that I've felt that extra energy that we all know that she's got, because she just, you know, throughout her gallops at home on her own and her trials, as I said, she just looks after herself and just does what she needs to tick over. And Saturday morning gave me a great deal of confidence heading into next Saturday as to where she's at mentally and physically. I mean, physically, you can't fault her. She's just, she's as well as ever. She looks as bright as a button and taking it all in a stride, as she has done for quite a while now.
Hugh, were you blown away on Saturday morning? We were broadcasting from Warwick Farm and we had the vision coming through, but just how many kids were there on the weekend?
Yeah, look, it really has become a reality to all of us involved with just how popular she is with the public. And it's I'll be honest, it's something I maybe took for granted even up until, you know, last preparation as she headed towards her fourth Cox Plate victory. And, you know, that's when it really, when she got to Melbourne last preparation, that's when it really started to sink in to me personally just how popular she is. Not only to the racing public, but everyone that either loves sport or not, you know, everyone knows about Winx and has an interest in her. And she's a household name these days. And, you know, that really came as a reality to me last preparation. And so I guess I'm just going through the process like I have done previously. But, you know, I'm completely aware of the attention that she attracts.
There, Saturday morning, I know the free sausage was on, but she was there and there were plenty there. It's just fantastic. Do you allow to yourself to think that, and I saw an interview with Chris Waller on Saturday morning that he was fairly emotional, just given that I think it's starting to hit home that this may be the last preparation. She may only have the four runs to go. Have you let yourself think around that?
Not really, Andrew. To be honest, I really don't look too far ahead.
Yep.
You know, for me, it's just about getting her prepared for Saturday, which is what we've done. Chris has, you know, as I said before, he has such a structured program, not only for Winx, but all his horses. And it really is a well-oiled machine, the Chris Waller Racing Stable. And, you know, as far as Winx goes, there's lots of other horses to concentrate on as well. Obviously, she's a headline act, and, you know, even when I hop on board her, you know, every morning, you know, there's a great sense of pride just to throw my leg over her. And, Yeah, I guess I try and absorb all those emotions and enjoy it for what it is. But I honestly don't think too far ahead. And when the time comes that she finishes racing, well, we'll look back on it. But yeah, for me, it's just about going through the process and, you know, just making sure everything goes smoothly for her.
It sounds like you're in a good spot. We see you. I want to take you just slightly away from Winx if we can, but it's all the part of your preparation, regular tweets that come out about your preparation. It's remarkable. It's your livelihood, I know, but you must look at those videos and think, gee, how am I standing on balls and standing level? Tell us and tell our listeners about what you do to prepare for, say, a Saturday.
The gym work that I do with my personal trainer, Trent Langland, and he's really tailored. You know, he's done a lot of research as well and tried to, you know, put together a program that just suits me as a jockey, and Karen McAvoy obviously works with him, amongst others at different times. But Karen and I are probably the most regular visitors of Trent. But yeah, I've been working with him for about 10 years now, and yeah, he certainly changed the dynamics or the program over the years. But you know, that's not really preparing for Saturday. It's just trying to keep myself as fit and healthy as I can be, and he really focuses on core strength and balance, and you know, using your muscles and toning to suit what we do, without trying to put too much weight on. But I find it just keeps me fresh physically and mentally, doing that sort of once a week. But in saying that, I haven't been so busy at the races because I don't ride at the provincials much anymore. It gives me a chance to do that extra work. But if I was riding every day, you know, I certainly wouldn't be able to do that because it'd just be too much. So it is a balancing act. And if I'm really busy, then I don't do it. If I'm not so busy, then I try and hit the gym about once a week.
Yeah, it's fascinating when we get to see some of those little clips on social media. Hugh, we thank you for your time this morning. It is a busy week, and I love to grab you early because everyone will want you later on in the week. Good luck with it, mate. Obviously, there's just so much attention around her, and we all wanted to go there and just celebrate another day. But good luck with the week ahead.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Good.